Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, wankers and spankers, hatriots and patriots, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex with a capital X. Whee! Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A, women?
A, women.
I want to welcome you to the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way. Hey, here in the very, very new, still new, village of Bonoboville. In an undisclosed location. No, we're not even telling Dick Cheney. No, Dick. You don't get to know Dick. Got it? Okay. So, yay. Yeah. It's kind of funny, isn't it? How the last Saturday of Masturbation Month always, always winds up smack in the middle of Memorial Day weekend. Woo! Crazy. I don't know. Kind of strange bedfellows, no? Manhandle those hot dogs, boys. Mash those potatoes, you pretty girls. Woohoo! Yeah. Memorial Day signals the start of summer. Woo! Actually, it's kind of a summery day today in LA. I don't know. It's kind of rainy these days. It's going to go back to rain, I think, by Memorial Day. But it's symbolic, you know, Memorial Day heating up. Yeah, with sexy fun and sizzling fresh barbecue. Of course, Memorial Day is also a requiem for the dead. That's really what it's supposed to be. The people who have been barbecued in America's perma wars. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Oh, the American dead, by the way. This is for America's dead soldiers, goddammit. The other dead can get their own holiday. Yes, Memorial Day is the masturbation nation serving the multinational corporations of the United States of America. And so on this solemn, sort of half sunny weekend, we salute the troops who have given sometimes their lives. Yeah, the ultimate gift for this corporation we call our nation. And we appreciate their service and their risk when they take military jobs, you know, in the lottery where, you know, join up and spin the roulette wheel. Maybe you will get all the veterans' benefits, or maybe you'll get your head blown off. You never know. So, yeah, we kind of salute you. I say kind of because we do not salute what you serve. I'm sorry, but we do not, sorry, not sorry, salute the perma wars. How many years in Afghanistan? It's a perma war. Going on like 18? Wow. We do not salute the perma wars that these troops fight in other nations whose citizens also happen to masturbate, you know, even if they've never heard of Masturbation Month, maybe it hasn't gotten enough good PR. These other nations, we're trying here on the Dr. Susan Block Show to give it some good PR. I mean, masturbate, yes, every day of the year, but Masturbation Month is the time to praise it. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get it? I can't masturbate on Facebook. Well, okay. So, A women. Yes, we all masturbate. Yes. These other nations, and we all may have different concepts of God, of morality, of honor, of love, and even death. But we all enjoy manhandling those horny hot dogs and mashing those potatoes every once in a while, don't we? That's part of what it means to be human. And to accept that in each other, to accept our sexual selves, to accept our full selves, that's part of what it means to be humane. So, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners of all the masturbation nations around the world, whether your particular nation condemns masturbation as the most evil sin you can commit, or just considers anyone who jacks or jills off to be a sex addict, we all do it sometimes. And I'm sorry to say this, and I won't look at anybody in particular, but those of you who say you don't do it or that you've never done it, I don't believe you. Maybe you haven't had an orgasm. Maybe you haven't done it well. But we all touch ourselves sometimes. We all, you know, even if you're just kind of rubbing your hands together, sometimes it feels really good. And certainly when you're doing other kinds of rubbing. Yes, indeed, we are one world in wanking. But back to Memorial Day. And all those barbecued troops and civilians on both sides of the grill. Every American president prefers some form of military violence to show their masculinity, to show their dick. Hey, here's a dick. Well, this is Bildo, and we all know that Bildo, after being impeached but not forced to resign for having a consensual blowjob, all very nice, which I supported him on, Bildo wagged the dog. Yes, he did. He wagged the dog in Serbia. Bomb, 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 Serbia. And of course, he not just one-upped, he like quadrupled. He started two crazy wars for no reason in two countries that are still not over with preemptive strikes. And he made lying about them, and not just lying about sex, very fash. and a bull. Yeah. And Barry had a drone fetish. He was so chill about the whole thing, you know, saying he was going to send a drone after his daughter's boyfriend or what have you, you know. He was so suave, you know. And I liked him. I did. I like Billy, too, personality-wise. I have to say. I don't know. I got this thing. But I got to say, those drones were dropping and killing and didn't stop. And yeah, and Barry didn't stop the wars. He may not have voted for them. He was halfway there. And Trump. Now we have Trump. Can I go over to the great banana gagged Trump for just a moment to give him a whack with Goddess Phoenix's paddle. Not paddle. It's a fiber optic whip, actually. And for some reason, he's sitting next to his old self. I'm not sure who constructed this. Anna? Did you construct this, Anna? Here he is. This is his old penis self with his... I think we need to get another Trump mask or something. He's got his obviously, you know, Stormy Daniels defined mushroom Mario court strawberry, you know, just cabbage patch. Oh, Yeti with Yeti pubes. Right, and we saw that whole thing about the Yeti. So, smack those big balls. And now here he is. Still on his banana left over from DomCon. Wow, did we have fun. We are DomConned out, though. But we love DomCon. And, you know, he's still sucking on that banana because we don't let him open his mouth. That is our solution to the presidential. See, he's a dunce. I mean, really, he's got a certain kind of smarts in terms of how to get take advantage of situations and rip people off. He's got a smart about how to rip people off. He's been ripping people off his whole life, including his own father and, of course, all of his contractors, employees, whatnot. And now, the American people. Okay. Well, you are, as far as I am concerned, both of these things, and I'm going to step on these big balls. And by the way, this is a piece of art that he's sitting on. Actually, two pieces of art. One is the Jeffrey Valance art pee pad right here. Move your balls and your banana butt. And yes, this is the Jeffrey Valance Trump pee pad given to us by the dominatrixes against Donald Trump who are out there registering voters and supporting SWOPE, anti-SESTA, anti-FOSTA, doing all kinds of great political work. We salute you, Mistress Tara and Goddess Soma. And, all of you hot doms. And so this is there in case he has an accident and he slips on his own banana peel. And so I don't want him to ruin my mother's fine, genuine, original Eames lounge chair. That's right. It was originally in black, like they all are. But she reupholstered it to make it look even more like a baseball glove. And it is supposed to feel like sitting in a baseball glove. So Trump is actually very well appointed here at the Dr. Susan Block Institute. However, he has to stay gagged and in bondage and get spanked every once in a while. So, where was I? Oh, yes. I was about to say what he wants to do now. I mean, his military thing is all over the place. You know, I'm going to bring the troops home. No, I'm not. Okay, I'm going to bomb. And, of course, the media supports when he bombs. That's what's so terrible. And now he says he wants to invade Iran. Invade Iran? Ay, 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 ay. That'll make Iraq look like Grenada. Seriously. And we're not really done there. Of course, you know, He also wanted to invade Venezuela. Look how good that went. That wasn't very good, no. And we're so happy it wasn't very good. Because, you know, that's not nice, invading other people's countries. We don't like it when, you know, Vladdy does it to us. It's like, you know, getting it in the butt, non-consensually. So, yeah, he just sent 1,500 American troops into the Middle East. They are gathering. I keep thinking he's bluffing, but that's what I thought about Bush, in a way. I thought, I hope he's bluffing, but, you know, he wasn't. And the Trumpists might not be either. And he keeps arming Israel to bomb Palestinians and Saudis to bomb Yemen. And really, all he should do is shoot that gun between his legs, which, of course, this president already does, but probably not with his wife. Anyway, I mean, masturbate. It's okay. It's cool. I don't know if he does that. I don't know. I mean, I think he probably brings someone in, unless, you know, he does it with a McDonald's hamburger. You know, that is very possible. But that, you know, Americans masturbate more than barbecue, play baseball, watch TV, pay taxes, or drop bombs. Not everybody does any of those things. But everybody who can move has masturbated. And if you can't reach down there because you're challenged, you reach somewhere else. You start finding eroticism in just twitching your nose. You know? I've talked to people that are paraplegic who masturbate, maybe not with their hands, but they enjoy eroticism. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a bonobo thing. And this is the month to celebrate it. Rarely do we admit it, but this is the month to say, Lord or Lady, I masturbate and I am not ashamed. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That was kind of weak, guys. I know you're ashamed, but can I get an amen?
Hey, women.
All right. Celebrate Masturbation Month. And Memorial Day is a little dicey, but you know, it's here. We got to deal with it. I'm very patriotic, you know, and that obviously doesn't mean I support a lot of the things America does. It just means I like red, white, and blue and stars and stripes. It's a great, gorgeous thing and hasn't totally been ruined like Nazi signs and stuff like that. I still have hope. You can still make your red, white, and blue into peace signs. And not only am I in red, white, and blue, but so is my bright and beautiful and very patriotic editorial assistant, Shannon.
Sweet. Hey, guys. Woo!
And here we are. So, how are you feeling this Masturbation Month climax with Memorial Day weekend?
I'm feeling patriotic. There's nothing wrong with that.
And you know what patriotic rhymes with? Erotic.
Oh, ooh,
ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, yeah, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, just...
Patriotic, yeah.
Mm. Pate, erotic, yeah. Pate. Erotic with Pate. Your head, you know. Rub your head. And you have very nice braids tonight.
Courtesy, yes,
yes, yes. Well, I love this outfit. Turn around.
It's American Apparel when they still made stuff in America.
Oh, so, yeah, wow. That was before Dove got fired from his own company.
Yes.
Yes, and we love American Apparel. Well, the past American Apparel, where one of our favorite guests, Char Stokely, a.k.a. Charlotte Stokely, used to be the pinup girl, the American Apparel girl. She never complained about dope. I don't know.
Although the loser never came on.
The loser.
I remember he called that a loser or something.
Oh, I was thinking of Loser Tversky. Oh, yes, he did. He
did.
You know, and speaking of calling me names, I got Morga coming.
Oh, that's a perfect.
Kind of, although I kind of want to give a shout out before I get into people calling me names. And famous people. And actually, he didn't call me names. Actually, this famous person I'm going to talk about.
He's oddly agreeable.
He just gets off on things I think are kind of awful. Okay. But speaking of things I think are awful, free Julian Assange, would you? I mean, please, people, on the right, on the left, what the hell is wrong with everybody?
Think of Pamela Anderson.
Well,
she's alone at night now.
I have, you know, I've always kind of liked Pamela Anderson, but I don't know about Baywatch. But, I mean, I liked her sex tape. Whoa, you know, even though Tommy was a bastard.
She's making with Julian when he gets out.
Yeah, she should do a sex tape.
Free Julian so she can make a sex tape.
Oh, I want to see that sex tape. Of course, I think you should shave off that beard, unless they do something very fetishistic with it. Which could be. Anyway, Pamela has gained so much of my respect because of her choice in lovers. I mean, she chose a kind of a dicey lover in Tommy. I mean, he had an under the belt, but not above. And she chose a real hero for journalism in Julian Assange. And at a time when a lot of people have abandoned him on the right and the left. And that just shows that he's not on the right or the left. You know, I didn't like it when he leaked Hillary Clinton's emails. I did not like that because, you know, I was voting for Hillary. Even though I like Bernie better, but on the other hand, I didn't want Trump. And I thought, oh, shit. But at the same time, it's journalism. You know, you print what comes your way, especially if your sources are reliable, which his, of course, were. And, of course, he did something else, which is especially important to talk about on this Memorial Day weekend. He memorialized now and forever those American troops killing civilians in Iraq and journalists, killing two journalists. And he memorialized that. And they hate him for that. And of course, that tape was given to him, that documentation by Chelsea Manning. Chelsea Manning. Another hero for speaking truth to power, for revealing the truth, and now in prison again for refusing to testify before the grand jury. And we need to support them. As my Counterpunch publisher, Jeffrey St. Clair, tweets, every reporter, editor, and publisher who used or cited any document published by WikiLeaks should file an amicus brief. Okay? Opposing his indictment and extradition since Assange is being indicted on their behalf. And Pamela Anderson is also working on our behalf. Although maybe on her behalf. Maybe he gives good head. Maybe he's great in bed. I don't know. Although he had a few complaints. I mean, obviously he still has quite a bit of interest. So, moving right along to that famous person I told you about who didn't really insult me. No. But, hey, the king of creeps, Rush Limbaugh. You know him. And the picture that is now showing of him on some of our broadcasts is a very much idealized version of him. But anyway, Rush Limbaugh, who I kind of grew up with in a way, well, sort of, is mocking me. And at the same time, using me to sell his creepy little newsletter. King of Creeps. Yeah. Rush is rushing me. And actually, this is a program that aired the other day. And Shannon can tell you more about the investigative quality of finding this. But before, we want to listen to it. His guest host is the very British, Brexit-loving Mark Stein. Sounds Jewish, but he's Catholic. and he calls me an post-Trump sex disorder. That's what they're talking about, of course. He calls it a small item or a small story, a little item. I'm a little item. Well, and I'm a small story. Yes, indeed I am. But he leads with it. Yes, I'm going to sit back and enjoy this. He leads with my post-Trump sex disorder kind of analysis, watering it down or juicing it up, you know, kind of selling, using it to sell Rush Limbaugh's newsletter to people's poor, senile fathers on Father's Day, saying, this little item, this small story makes a great Father's Day gift. That's why you should get it. But we're going to listen to Rush's words because they're spoken by Mark, whose sadistic cackling, I suppose, reflects Rush as well, and shows just how Trumpers, and really Rush was a Trumper before there was Trump, or when Trump had first emerged, so did Rush in the 1980s. And it shows just how they want nothing more than to own the libs. They salivate over that, owning the libs. It's kind of a, I don't know, I hate to use the word rapey, but it is kind of a rapey thing. And yeah, they don't care if toxic hogwash is flooding their kitchen. They don't care if they have to work three jobs just to pay for their opioids. If they can make liberals unhappy, they're happy. That's the key. Make liberals unhappy. And, you know, I mean, in a way, it's right in the title, post-Trump sex disorder, the unhappy. You don't even have to read about it or hear about it. You just feel it. And if you are this, you know, lib-owning, fantasizing Rush fan, then you just start salivating like a dog with a piece of meat. And that is really what Mark Stein sounds like. You'll hear it. But instead of misquoting Rush or Mark, like they merrily misquote me, well, kind of imply things that I didn't say. They don't actually misquote me. I will say that. Which Fox News did. But I'll just let them, you know, Rush's words, Mark's very British accent and cackling about me and post-Trump sex disorder, roll tape. That was an instruction. This is why I'm not a dog.
Rush will be okay, back here we go. Tomorrow, but meantime, Father's Day looms. It's looming.
Looming.
And when it's looming, you've got to start thinking what you're going to give your dad. And right. One of the best things you could do for the father in your life is to get him a subscription to the Limbaugh Letter. It's America's number one political newsletter. It's written by the man himself, Rush, and it's got all kinds of good things in it. He's got great stuff in there. He always does big interviews with major people. And what I love, I mentioned this the other day, but I love these small stories.
Small
he
stories.
He picks out. In the current issue, there's this little item
down
the
That's
foot
me.
Of page 5 or whatever it is, Dysfunction Junction.
dysfunction.
About
how clever.
How it Trump rhymes. Has wrecked the left's sex lives. Because since November 2016, the earth hasn't moved for them at all. They just can't get it on. They're too depressed over Trump's election to be able to have sexual congress with each other, according
Congress?
To Dr. Susan Block,
who's having sexual
who says
congress?
Trump has created such feelings of fear, loathing, and nausea that people just don't want to have sex because they're just appalled at how creepy Trump is. He takes what is often a positive male attribute of confidence and pushes it way over the line into a rape-like and rape-entitled kind of arrogance.
Well, he does.
And
thank
Dr.
you for
Block,
quoting.
This is page five of the.
Thank you.
Letter.
Page five. Yes, just the newsletter.
Every time I just am depressed and things are getting to me, I just pick the limbo letter up, read this item, and think of all the lefties who've spent the last 2.5 years having lousy sex. And Dr. Block says it's not a problem for Trump supporters because to them, he's the country's big, mean, sexy daddy whose supporters want to be spanked by him. I know that actually if you go to those Rust Belt states and you ask those all those blue-collar guys whose mills and factories closed, they only voted for Trump because they want to be hanging upside down in a bondage dungeon being spanked by him.
That's your fantasy, Mark.
That's the way the left thinks, and you get great insights to it if you go and subscribe to the Limbaugh Letter. It's a great Father's Day gift. Go to rushlimbaugh.com, click on the button for the Limbaugh Letter, and give your dad a treat. Because he'll be like me. Every time he wants to laugh, he picks up the limbo letter finds one of these small items.
Small items. That's
all you're going to hear from the man cave, which used
the
to be
man cave.
In dank gloom all day long.
Gloom.
You're going to be hearing peals of laughter.
Peals of laughter, and perhaps
a
moan
or
two. A
subscription to the limbo letter. The thing is, you read an item like that, and you think that can't possibly be true, can it? And
that's then giving me some corroboration
Juliana
now.
Juliana Margulies. Yes. Is that how you say
yes,
her name?
That's
she,
how you say it.
Used to be
Juliana
in
Margulies.
Other
the
kinds
British
of
way.
Television shows, and
ER.
She was on with Stephen
More
Colbert
famous than you.
The other night, and she said that that ever since Trump won the presidency, she has had nightmares.
Yep, she has had nightmares, and that is, I mean, unless you are turned on by your nightmares, not an aphrodisiac. So. Yeah, there you have it. I mean, like I said, he doesn't seem to have really insulted me so much as insulted everybody who suffers under Trump. In fact, he's validated everything I say about post-Trump sex disorder because, you know, it's he's using it to sell his own creepy little newsletter. Mm-hmm.
For $60 a month, the letter.
Oh,
could be
wow.
Yours.
That's
yeah.
expensive. $60 a month for just this small item.
But
whoa.
It's a print. So your dad can look at it in the man cave without having to
we
firing
have
up
print.
A laptop.
We have print issues of Speakeasy that are cheaper than that. Jesus.
I know.
we give you a lot more. We give you pictures, too. I bet he doesn't. So the funniest thing I heard on there is Mark. I'm not sure if it's Mark speaking or Rush saying, every time I'm depressed and things are getting to me, I just pick the Limbaugh letter up and read this little item, cackle, cackle, and think of all the lefties who have been spending the last 2.5 years under Trump having lousy sex, slobber, slobber. And then I give my tiny, shriveled little pud a wank. Well, actually, he didn't say that. but he did imply that. I mean, the way he's talking about all this pleasure he's getting from the suffering of people who are unhappy with Trump that sometimes affects their sex life. It's as simple as that. He knows there are a lot of people suffering under Trump. And so, you know, he's happy about it. He's not arguing with it. He's saying, yeah, that's true. And isn't that great? And And then I think it sounds like he's wanking. I don't know. Maybe not. But it is masturbation month. But, you know, he's like what we often call a wanker here at the Dr. Susan Block Institute, where it's a guy, usually a guy. Sometimes they sound like a girl, but I don't know. But someone who calls up and pretends to want to talk about something serious, but they're secretly masturbating. But it's not so secret, because you can hear it in their voice. Just like I can hear it in Mark Stein's voice, in that cackling and slobbering and just, ugh. I mean, it is masturbation month, and it's cool to masturbate. But he is reveling in the pleasure of the suffering of others. And that ain't right. I mean, okay, if you're a dom and the sufferer is suffering for you and with full consent, the dom, no, the sufferer is consensual, that's great. But nobody is suffering consensually for Rush Limbaugh or that Mark Stein. No. Unless they're being paid. I should say the Nigel Farage-loving, milkshake-hating Mark Stein. But anyway, you milkshake lovers will get that joke. So, yeah, unless they're getting paid, which does bring me back to Sesta Fosta, which these types of people do not support, even though I'm sure that they have availed themselves of the charms and the professional charms of sex workers. And, you know, under Trump, and it's not just Trump's fault, most of the House and the Senate voted for Sesta Fosta, and Trump signed it with a flourish. And now sex workers are suffering. They can't advertise. They get busted. They're getting harassed by police who take advantage of this. And they can't support themselves. And so, of course, that makes their sex kind of bad. And when your spouse of 20 years is suddenly deported, well, then you're not going to have any good sex, and you're not going to have any sex unless you got another lover. But, you know, I've been hearing about these people whose spouses have been deported, and that is post-Trump sex disorder. And then there's the kind of more middle-class kind where your spouse is just totally addicted to Fox TV or CNN or MSDNC. You know, just has to see every last wonderful or horrible thing that Trump said and won't go to bed. That's rampant. And the media loves it. They love it because, you know, they get eyeballs. But, and Trump loves it. I mean, excuse me, I was going to say Rush, but they're kind of interchangeable. Rush loves it. And he's been doing this for a long time, mocking and using progressive people to sell his newsletters. I doubt he actually believes his horse shit, really. But he is serving his corporate paymasters. And you know that OxyContin costs money. So he got to serve the billionaires. I'm sure he's a millionaire, but I don't think he's a billionaire. And he's been doing this since the 80s. He preceded Fox News. He kind of laid the groundwork for rabid, racist, sexist media and for Trump. And now he is gleefully mocking post-Trump sex disorder, which I have become associated with, even though actually Cosmo, Julie Vodnal, was the one who gave me the phrase and asked me about it. And I said, yeah, yeah, people have that. And then Chauncey DeVega at Salon interviewed me about it. Then I wrote about it. So you can read the details of what I feel about it if you're interested. And, of course, you can masturbate to it if it turns you on. But, you know, Trump, Trump, Rush, they're all fucking Nazis, right? Nazis. Let's talk about Nazis. Okay. Let's talk about Nazis, Captain Max.
Okay.
There was a KKK meeting in Dayton, Ohio today. Seriously. They called a rally. And they had police protection. And
wait, what?
They did. They had police protection because they had a permit to rally in Dayton, Ohio. And, you know, they're KKK, they're Nazis, they're cowards, let's say, because like 20 of them were supposed to show up, but only nine did.
Yeah.
So, but there were so many counter-protesters. Oh, my goddess. I was proud of our counter-protesters. They were very peaceful. Well, there were so many of them. Who are they going to, you know, do something with? Although a couple of them were carrying guns because it's open carry. The Trump effect and the Rush Limbaugh effect, you know? And you know these Democrats, I don't know, they're hard to get behind. But we got to. We got to get Trump out of there. So we got to do it. Anyway, I think I saw like a note being passed in my class.
Criticizing me.
So. Criticizing you?
Nothing to do with you.
Oh, so. I want to know what he said. No? Okay.
Do a different pose.
I thought it was maybe... Okay, do a different pose. Oh, yeah. You have to sit up straight. that makes me stand up. Okay. So, you know what? That also makes me think that maybe I should invite y'all to call in. Huh? Now, I've been directing most of my talk to this camera, which is our camera, so... Now I'm going to look at the Facebook Live crowd who is maybe watching on Facebook. And, yeah, you can call me and talk to me and Shannon. You want to talk to Shannon, don't you? Shannon, get down on your knees and beg them to call you.
Please call us. Please ask us your questions. It's free. Please.
All right. Enough begging.
We'll do anything.
All right, enough begging. Okay. So... ask us a question. Tell us a story.
And what's that number again?
Sheriff. I didn't even give it out yet.
Yeah, I know.
I'm building up suspense. You should be giving it out right there. Did you put it on the comments in the video section?
Okay.
We are on Facebook Live. We're also on our own beautiful drsusie.tv. And in Bonoboville, where it's free. Also, it's free everywhere. So, you know, you can watch it in all different formats. On Facebook you get to comment live, and I know some of you have phone phobia, so you could comment on some of this. Maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you're a Rush fan. Even if you're a Rush fan, though, you might actually like what he said, because basically what he's saying, what I said about him, because I'm just saying he's using me to sell magazines. There you go. Or you can ask me a sex question. I am a sex therapist. Yes. In private practice, where I'm very expensive. But you can talk to me free. And Shannon, who's not even one of our therapists yet. you could talk to her. And look who's here, one of our therapists. Oh, my God, Maya. Beautiful Maya. Come on over here.
Speaking of therapists, what?
Maya, happy Masturbation Month Memorial Day and sticking it to Rush Limbaugh Day. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Look at you. Mwah. Wow, Maya. Well, she's been one of our therapists. Maybe she will again. She needs a microphone or something. And you're such a surprise, or maybe it's taken you a week to get here, because I had heard that you were coming last week. I was all ready for you last week, so surprise sex. That's what they accused Julian Assange of. Anyway, we've got a caller. Oh, we do. Yeah, someone we know. And we're going to talk to him. But before we do, I just want to give out the number. It's a new number. Okay? 626-461-5950. Or you can call our toll-free number. That's 1-866-289-7068. Yeah, definitely.
Dr. Susie, was that number 626-461-5950?
That was that number.
That's the number.
626-461-5950.
Call, please.
Yes. And if you're cheap and you live in North America, you can call 1-866-289-7068. So we have on the line our friend Smokey. Hello, Smokey.
Hello, Dr. Susie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Smokey. Smokey's got his deep voice on. Maya, you know Smokey. Yes, you do. Where's her microphone? Oh, hold on. You know, this is a live show. We have to be ready for surprise guests. Right. Where is Max's microphone? Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let me just use yours for a moment. Maya.
Yes.
Welcome back to Bonoboville.
Thank you. Always happy
all right.
to be back.
And here is Smokey. I'm actually showing a picture of you now, Smokey. I don't know if you can see yet. Are you watching on Facebook Live or on our site?
I'm watching on Facebook.
Okay, well, soon. Is the Facebook camera getting the... It says to Max. Where's mine? Oh, well, he gave me another one. To Max. Thanks for everything, your friend Smokey. Live long rock and roll. And there is Smokey dressed as Elvis.
Elvis.
Smokey, of course, is our favorite Elvis impersonator.
Yes, he is.
He's a kind of our only Elvis impersonator that we've ever had. But do we have another mic now?
Are we talking
about yeah. Okay, so Smokey, how's it going?
Ninja's fine. How's everything out there?
Well, you know, we're here celebrating Masturbation Month, and we're celebrating Memorial Day weekend. In our own way, which is very irreverent. Yeah. What are you doing? Are you celebrating Masturbation Month or Memorial Day weekend?
I'm celebrating Memorial Day weekend.
But I can't hear what he's saying when you guys are talking. So you're what did you perform somewhere?
No, I did not perform next weekend, though. I performed back in April for a fraternity party, but...
For fraternity party?
Yeah, that was fun.
Wow. Fraternity
sounds
party.
Sounds like fun.
Sounds like, yeah. Did you get in the middle and they surrounded you? Yeah. Wow. I know some hot chicks that have performed at fraternity parties. But that's different. You're different. I know. You sang, did you sing Elvis? Or?
Yeah,
okay.
Of course, Elvis.
And is her mic working? Is this mic working? I don't
yes.
hear. It is.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. You just have to get it up against those
right
luscious lips.
Right in my mouth.
Now, did you meet Smokey, Maya?
Yes, I did.
You did, right.
I did.
Oh, yeah. Smokey was here a few times. And you remember Maya, right, Smokey?
I sure did. Very beautiful.
Very beautiful. All right. Well, that's a good description. And you've met Shannon over the phone, right?
And very beautiful thing.
The same word you're going to use? How about pretty or awesome? I don't know. Something different.
All the above.
All the above. All right, that covers it. So you've talked to Smokey.
Yes, he called today telling us that good luck on a good night tonight. I was like, well, why don't you become a part of it? Why don't you call?
Right.
And I'm glad you did.
Call? Let's put Smokey in between us. Oh, let's have a picture with everybody. You know, and Smokey, because Smokey will really, you know, I think he'll appreciate that. I don't know, Smokey, what do you think?
Thank you very much.
We're having your surrogate, that is your picture, here. Can you see us on Facebook yet? Or it's too, yeah, can you see how you're in the middle of these three hot girls, or beautiful ladies? I'm not a girl, but
I think
know,
this is beautiful.
I'm the
Thank
queen.
You very much.
Uh-huh. Do you want to sing for us, Smokey?
Sing for y'all?
Yeah, sing for us. Yeah.
How about, love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. How's that?
That was very nice, Smokey. Thank you,
thank you very much. Thank you
very much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Very, very
good. It's like meeting President Nixon.
Yeah.
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 There you go.
That's why. Yeah.
So, Smokey, did you have any questions or comments, or you just kind of wanted to say hi and sing "Love Me Tender"?
I just want to say hello. To
yeah. Okay, you did
my
that.
My very good friends, and say hello to Shannon. It's nice talking to you on the phone. It's nice seeing Maya again. I want to come out and visit y'all again sometime.
All right. Well, we moved, so you better, you know, find out our new address.
Oh, wait. What's
but we're not giving it to you.
Elvis has to find the building. Elvis has to find the building.
Elvis has left the building.
He needs to find it.
Oh. He's he has to find the building in order to leave it. Everyone's talking at once. So Smokey, how's everything there in Texas?
It's fine. It's where I live, it's raining a lot. In fact, we've had a lot of thunderstorms and everything.
Yeah. You know that Shannon is from Texas.
I did not know that.
Born and raised in San Antonio.
San Antonio. I have to show my beautiful.
San Antonio, that's pretty cool. Under, the River Rock, Riverwalk, and Alamo, but I've never been there.
You ever been to San Antonio?
No, you should go.
Never have.
He's like, where are you? You're kind of Amarillo area.
Amarillo. I'm 60 miles northeast of Amarillo in Spinette.
Hmm. Well, Smokey, we've been talking about Rush Limbaugh. You know, he talked about me on his show. Do you listen to Rush Limbaugh?
Oh, every now and then.
Now, every now and then. Everybody in Texas at least listens to Rush, at least every now and then.
It's required.
I don't know if you heard where he talked about me. That was like 2 days ago. Did you hear that?
No, I did. I don't hear him all the time. It's been probably...
Yeah, I got it. Well, he talked about me in order to sell copies of his newsletter, really.
The Limbaugh letter.
The Limbaugh letter. He kept saying that it made him happy. What happened there? Whoa.
Nothing to worry about.
Limbaugh letter.
It made him happy to know that liberals are unhappy. So anyway, I guess, you know, Rush and this guy Mark Stein are making money and giving the money shot. You know, thanks to my various interviews and all that stuff, which kind of makes me a little nauseous, but I think I'll be okay. I think we'll have sex tonight, honey. I don't think it'll stop me. I'm not talking to you, Smokey, by the way, at that moment. I was talking to Max. But anyway, Smokey, I hope you have a wonderful, patriotic, erotic evening. Let's hear that, Maya. Give that a...
Listen, thank you for taking your picture with my picture, y'all. I appreciate that very much.
You do? Well, we appreciate your loving us tender. Yeah.
Got it.
You bet. Okay. Okay, now put the picture down. No. We love you, Smokey.
You take
Keep
care.
Keep on.
Left the building.
Yes.
Watch the floods.
Yes. Keep those blue suede shoes dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good to see there, Max.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Hope you're doing well. I'm going to sing a little song about Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you got a song about Rush Limbaugh? Wow. Well, this is a musical show.
Why are you playing with me like
this? We want to hear the Rush Limbaugh song. Okay. Okay, bye, Smokey.
Bye, Smokey.
We're going into other musical interludes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Here are my pills.
Oh,
those lovely pills, they kill my pain. I stopped right there. Some of my friends, of course, they call me Mr. Pillman.
Mr. Pillman.
And other people call me Mr. Rush in Limbo because of the pills.
Okay.
I don't hear no clapping.
Woo-hoo! Limbo! Woo! I thought we call you Rush Limp Pill.
Rush Limp Bo.
Rush Limp Bag. Okay, we're coming up with stuff.
Okay.
All right, so now we have another microphone, thanks to Abe. You remember Abe, right?
Woo!
I sure do. Is this working?
Is it working, though, is the key.
That's
is
the key.
It working?
I know it works.
He knows, but may not work for you.
Can you hear me?
I do. But you have a very soft voice.
Turn her up.
Spank you into squealing more. Yeah, that's right, you hot little thing. Yeah. So, Maya,
yes.
How come you look so beautiful?
Oh, I had a photo shoot today.
Oh, well, she doesn't say, oh, this? Yeah. Yes, you look gorgeous.
Thank you.
And you had a photo shoot today.
Yes, I did.
But I bet you look gorgeous anyway.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
So, you look fabulous.
Well, happy Memorial Day,
yes,
Masturbation
happy
Month
Memorial
climax.
Day. Yes.
Yes, and putting Rush Limbaugh in his place.
Oh.
Yeah, you ever listen to Rush?
No.
No, well, don't start.
No, I won't.
No, not, I mean, he'll tell you that he's got me in his newsletter to get you reeled in. That's what he does.
Really?
All these little items, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think I need to get some payback for that.
I think
they owe me some residuals. What do they call those things? Royalties?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be in our newsletter.
Oh, of course he's going to be in our newsletter.
The trade.
You know, on newsletter.
Yeah,
you can get it
but,
for $70.
But we're not going to make any money off of Rush. He's making money off of me. That's what.
Interest. The first I hear of this.
Yeah. And you know that guy, Mark Stein, saying, I bet, you know, or what was he saying? That because I said that. People who support Trump, Trumpers, you know, the ones that say, grab my pussy, you know, or grab her pussy, you know, on their T-shirts at these rallies. Yes, of course they fantasize about big, bad daddy Trump doing them, spanking them or something. So he comes up with this whole wild fantasy of these blue-collar guys hanging from dungeon ropes or something. I didn't come up with that.
Steel mills.
Really?
Right, in their steel mills and getting spanked by Trump like they're hanging meat or something, which was interesting. I will grant you, I now know Mark Stein's fantasies or maybe Rush's. I was just thinking of a little over the knee.
Yes.
Yes. Like I've given you.
Yes, on my birthday.
When's your birthday?
December.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, I'll find some excuse. You've been naughty.
I have been.
You have been. You know why you've been naughty?
Because I've been away.
Well, yeah. That's why. That you've been away, and also I thought you were coming last week.
Oh, yes. I ran into a little situation on
a
my
situation.
Way over here.
On your
the
way
situation?
Here?
A situation?
A situation.
Oh, no.
I got pulled over.
Oh, wow. Oh, really? Yeah. Naughty. That is like super naughty.
Yeah.
So oh, you definitely need a spanking.
Believe in corporal punishment.
You, I don't know if you believe in corporal punishment, but
why did they pull you over for being a hot chick driving at night?
One of my lights was out.
One of your lights was out.
One of my headlights was out.
One of your headlights. Oh.
Ooh. One of your headlights, ma'am, is
your
out.
Your headlights are out.
Should
ma'am.
I give you your headlight? Some twisting and
turn
turning.
It on, yeah.
I can turn it on for you if you like, or I can fine you. What would you like?
Sure needs to be checked.
Wow. See, no wonder you took so long. You're out there playing with some police officer.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of us. And all hell broke loose last week, right?
Really?
Yeah, we had a fun show last week. It was very... wild and exciting,
so
and turn.
I missed out.
Yeah,
it was sexy.
Yeah, it was conflict and then conflict resolution, the bonobo way.
For
That wasn't on camera.
Well, no. Max and I don't have sex on camera too much. We did in the past, if you look through some old, old videos.
When I had a six-pack. Ah. Now I only have a one-pack.
Yeah. But I love that pack. I do. Can I give you a spanking?
Yeah,
sure. Do you want to get over my knee and Shannon's knee? Would that be?
Whichever you
Well,
prefer.
Okay. I mean, or Shannon is dressed like me tonight. Where you're kind of twinsies. So should we be like here? I mean, yeah, I think right up here. You be here and I'll be here. And, well, I'm going to do most of the spanking. And I mean, we're not going to hang you from Mark Stein's fantasy. It's nice talking
nice.
To the microphone that you're holding in your hand. Or you'll get a spanking, too.
No, it's just something about the steel mill dungeon and the Rust Belt. Just like, such an American fantasy.
It is. Right? It's very vivid. I will say it's
probably
very,
taking his overalls
very
off, you know,
vivid.
From a hard day's work.
Can someone pick up that card that's on the floor? Right, so sit down here. Okay, we're going to choreograph this. Okay, are you wearing panties or no? You are. Where's your microphone? Oh, here. Take your microphone.
I am.
Okay, good. So you're going to get over the knees here, because you're such a good girl.
So are you Justice? Is that Lady Justice right now?
Mm-hmm. I guess I am Lady Justice. We'll give a few little spanks here, this way. I should get a bonobo way to give a book spanking. Somebody want to fetch me that bonobo way back there? You're under her. You can't. Anna, fetch me get me the bonobo way back there. Okay.
Anna Bean, come on.
For now, I'm using Goddess Phoenix's fiber optic whip on this fabulous butt. Yes. Now, could I pull it down, the skirt down a little bit?
Sure.
Just a little bit, because this is Facebook on here. Don't maybe get so close on Facebook, or it will be maybe a little farther away, even though we're not showing anything. Now, this camera could get close. Maybe Facebook should be from the side right now.
This is the most scandalous this show has gotten
this
thus far
is
in the new
in
Bonobo.
In your day. Now,
no,
in Maya's
the new Bonoboville is the most scandalous.
It was pretty scandalous, right. This is just the new Bonoboville. We're just getting started. Oh,
baby
yeah,
steps.
Baby. And this is a fabulous butt. Did this photographer take pictures of your butt?
He sure did.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Anna. Good. He has good taste. Oh, yes. This is for, you know, being a week late on my show. Yeah, a week late. Wow. That's a long time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we appreciate you more than ever, Maya.
You
really
you
have kind of blossomed since I spoke to you last. No pun intended. But, oh, this is some good quality buttocks right here. And that's what I'm calling this show to some extent is a rebuttal.
Oh my God.
Of Rush Limbaugh. So this is the kind of spanking that I was figuring that the Trumpers might envision. A nice, sweet, over-the-knee spanking. Very beautiful, very light. But no, you guys are thinking about hanging people from, you know, meat hooks or something, right?
Steel
Which turns on the non-masturbator here, right? You're going to think about that tonight.
So
yeah.
American.
Are you going to think about yourself hanging or the blue-collar guys?
The blue-collar guy with the Dickies overalls.
Oh. So would you be the one spanking or you would watch Trump spanking and you'd be sitting over to the side masturbating? Two choices.
I'm thinking about it. But
oh wow, this is a lot of thinking.
Oh wow, yeah. I mean, it's complex fantasy, you know.
It is. I think you'd be sitting over to the side masturbating
and writing about it.
And writing,
blogging
of course.
It, yeah.
You know, I have many times, not lately, but yeah, kept a masturbation diary, a metabation where you masturbate while you meditate. And you
Uh-oh.
Come up with some interesting Uh-oh. Things. Look who's here! Betsy!
Hey.
Betsy! Whoa! Betsy came out because your butt came out. I guess. She wanted to check out your butt. Betsy! Now she's a little nervous. She's in her little bed thing over there. Wow. Betsy wanted to check out Maya's butt. I don't blame her. Mm-hmm. Read the bonobo way or get spanked by it.
Should you do spanking art? Can you
be spank well that? Read or get well read. I'm not spanking you that hard.
Oh, spanking art. I'm going over here.
Oh, spanking art. Let's
it's
do that.
It's pretty gentle.
Ooh. Yeah, but you're falling off. I have to.
Oh, yeah. Hold on to me.
Oh, yes. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, so we have a new magazine. It's called Spank and Art. Where is it?
Get your copy now. You can. The link's there.
Oh, yes. And it just does has more coverage, though. But let me try to.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not as compact.
No, it's a little. It's big. Oh. Okay, here, I got it.
Ouch.
Packs a thud. Yeah.
I felt it.
Ooh. Well, whatever I spank, I also kiss.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, not everything I spank do I kiss. Not those guys.
This is one of the many. Okay. One of the many magazines that Amazon won't print.
Right, but you can get it on drsusanblock.com in our shopping cart. Yeah, just go to drsusanblock.com. We have we sell it.
And it's cheaper than Limbaugh's letter.
Actually, it is cheaper than Limbaugh's letter.
Right. It's 4
and
cents.
Much more chock full of goodies. A lot of small items.
Ooh. You don't have to sign up for a year-long
subscription.
You're
kind of a small
either.
Item right here. Mm-hmm. Another kiss Harry asked for.
Damn.
All right, let me try to do this right. All right, I'll do it for Harry.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mmm. Just like peaches. And for that, you get more spanks. Mm. Mm-hmm. All right. So, let's hear it for Maya.
Woo!
You are just fantastic. You, your butt, your whole look there. Wow, you're looking good, girl. I mean, you know, you never know. Sometimes when people leave Bonoboville, they all, you know, they kind of fall apart.
Oh, my God. Stop the innuendo.
But, you know, some people do really well. And I don't know how you're doing, but you look marvelous,
you did a photo
darling.
Shoot.
Yeah, you did a photo shoot. And you did a photo shoot. I'm
you did
surrounded
a photo
by
shoot
girls
also,
that did
right?
photo shoots.
Yeah, I did a
yeah,
photo
I
shoot.
Want to give a shout out to the photographer?
Tell us about
yeah.
the photo shoot.
Oh,
what did
shit,
you do this photo shoot?
I know
oh,
it was
shit,
a friend of... We'll give a shout out to Chef Be Live and Danielle Watts, who put...
his name's Kai...
Shannon in touch with a photographer whose name she is going to look up now.
I feel awful, but I broke the law on the photo shoot. I don't
broke
know
the law? Well, why are you telling
Please
us about...
Please tell us about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, okay, well...
Well, I was nude in a public park, and there was like field students there by the busfuls, and like
yeah,
the photographer's like, I don't care, take it off. I'm like, but I don't want to get caught. He's like, you know, they'll tell us to leave. You'll be okay. You won't be
You'll
arrested.
You'll become a sex criminal for being naked in the park.
Well, I just saw one picture. And
it was
it
the most
fabulous.
Tame photo, probably from the whole
oh, wow.
ordeal.
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 Because I had to get in these like little caverns, because it was in the abandoned zoo. So, you know, there's like the old cages, you know, filled with the ghost of animals tortured past. But that's another situation. But so it was filled with graffiti, and you had to kind of sneak into these little crevices. And there's like broken glass and heroin needles. But, you know, I was careful not to step on anything.
Good, good. I'm glad you didn't step on any heroin needles. All right.
I was like naked crawling around. It was...
So how much time do we have,
oh, no, the,
brothers and sisters?
The photographer is Kier Wiltshire.
Kier Wiltshire.
Kier
he
Wiltshire.
Has published books, and he's
10 minutes.
Very accomplished.
Okay, well, then I don't know if we have time for you guys to call.
Well, you've got 10 minutes to call.
Ten
call
minutes.
Now.
Please call
626-461-5950 or 1-866-289-7068.
I'm not going to beg, but please. Please call us, please.
Beg.
Please call us.
Please.
There's no hidden fees, I promise.
You can't call on that camera. That's the camera to beg. Oh. Beg on that one. Okay.
Go beg.
I'm not going to beg. I'm just going to...
You beg.
They have to beg from you.
Please call the number. It's free. It's not that hard. I'll let you get over your phone, Bia.
All right.
Is that what it's called?
So, speaking of Nazis, we were talking about
Nazis.
Right. I mean, fucking HBO. I love HBO. I loved my show on HBO, which they still rerun from time to time. And thank you, Sheila Nevins and Shari Cookson, for doing such a great job. Both of whom I don't think are with HBO anymore, although maybe Shari still does some stuff. But in any case, this show, which Max calls Game of Thorns, and I call Game of Chairs. All right, so, yeah, it's like full of violence and in the snow, and they take the one woman who seems somewhat decent, who, like, frees the slaves... what was her name?
Daenerys,
right.
Daenerys. Right.
She looks like you a little bit with her hair. Yeah, yeah, actually, she looks like
I
you,
agree.
Shannon.
Oh my God, you guys are
anyway,
so brave.
She's the most socialist person with power, and they turn her into a maniac.
She's Hitler at the end.
She becomes Hitler at the end, right. And she was a nice... I mean, Hitler was Hitler to begin with, right? I mean, I don't know about these twists and turns, but even... Even their own fans are pissed off at Game of Musical Chairs. But
throw up.
But they still watch it, and at least it's over until the prequel comes, which will be soon. But what really bugs me is the name of the lead, the biggest heroine in the whole thing. Who is that? The young girl, very young and pure, and kills the Night King. Her name is Arya.
Arya.
And that's not Arya, A-R-I-A, like in a song in opera. That's Arya, A-R-Y-A, like Aryan. Yep, fascist. Yep, German, oh. Nazi. I know. Aryan started as an Indo-Iranian term. For Iranians, in fact, the word Iran comes from Aryan, and also India. But the Nazis took over that term, I am sorry, and it became a term for white supremacist assholes. And that is the lead character of their lovely little major... television show.
Oh, she becomes Christopher Columbus at the end. Maybe it makes sense.
I'm not saying it doesn't make sense.
No, it does, though.
I'm just saying
it does make sense.
It is a glorification of evil, which most Hollywood is, which is why I prefer porn, because porn only glorifies sex.
Yes.
And that's okay. And Hollywood glorifies violence, glorifies secretly this whole Nazi thing. You know, they make fun of Nazis on the surface, but then they got this... I mean, you can name her anything, and you name her Arya. Arya. Oh.
Talk to George R.R. Martin. It's his fault. He's the guy that wrote all the books.
I don't even want to give him more publicity. But, yeah, okay, you could say it's got to do with the author, but they also, you know, the author didn't finish the whole thing, and they finished it, and the showrunners, and...
And we wonder why children are going to school shooting.
And we
each
wondered.
Other.
Thank you, Max.
You know, and by the way, last week I kind of went on a rant, but I want to explain why. Because I was born in the middle of a war, the Second World War, and I'm now almost 76 years old, and America is still at war.
Yes.
So all my life, from Korea to this to that to. America has been at war.
Yes. And
so I feel bad because I've tried to make a change, but, you know.
And the people don't want war. It's Memorial Day weekend. The people don't want war. Sure, people sign up because they're hoping to get veterans benefits because they're broke. But people don't want war. It's the billionaires and the corporations that make money on this stuff. We don't win any of these wars. When's the last time we won a war? We didn't even win World War II because you know who won that war? The Russians. Mm-hmm. They won it for us. They're the ones that really defeated Hitler.
It says happy memorial.
On the other hand, we're fighting these so-called police actions or wars against people that wear flip-flops, and we can't defeat them.
I don't think we really want to defeat them. We being the people in charge of the wars, the American people, I mean, I think they'd like winning or not doing it.
This is the most advanced army in the world.
This is the military-industrial complex that Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us about, and he was a member of it, so he might know.
He knew.
But he was a little earlier. He wasn't totally co-opted, maybe, when he was on his way out, and television was a new medium. And he said, beware the military-industrial complex. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, please beware. Join me in being aware and join me in finally celebrating Masturbation Month, wanking and spanking. Maya was a great spanker. I'm sure that Shannon will be a great wanker one day, and she will tell us about that.
Leave me alone. Stop ousting me.
That's the whole idea, is I leave you alone. That's right. That's what you do when you masturbate. You're usually alone. Although you could masturbate together. You know, there's mutual masturbation. There's so much to do. And Rush even shows you how to do it, you know, when you're feeling sadistic about other people's problems, which is kind of distasteful, but, you know, if you do it in the privacy of your
home,
gets
it done,
okay.
You know?
So, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you, too.
See the clap sign.
Hey, Facebook. I love you. I love you. I love you. Don't you love Maya? And don't you love Shannon? And don't you love Max?
Talk about with
don't you love all
you can
this
talk to us.
Hotness.
I'm Dr. Susan
right
Roth,
here, baby.
Your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question, or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Hear that buzz? That's the Motor Bunny.